friends. I'm your host, Meryl. Welcome to episode 11 of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Last time on The Story of Captain Charlotte, Charlotte used Agonaut's belt to avoid being devoured by a nest of giant hungry owlets. She got the Mama Owl spectacles as well, which completed her second quest for the Keymaster. Charlotte has just entered the third door and is on her last quest to retrieve the four-armed blacksmith's hammer. Let's see what happens next after a short break. Hello, friends! We're so glad you're enjoying season one of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Before we start production on season two, we need a little help from you to make it happen. That's why we've created a Patreon. As a Patreon member, you'll receive tons of benefits, including access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, Below Deck. With membership tiers as low as $3 a month, there's a place for everyone on our crew as we sail towards season two. To join our Patreon, just follow the link in our show notes or search The Story of Captain Charlotte on Patreon.com. We'll see you there! The Story of Captain Charlotte. Chapter 11, The Four-Armed Blacksmith. After she stepped through the metal door created by key number 3, Charlotte found herself in a dark forest. In the distance, she could hear the clanking sounds of someone working metal feverishly with a large hammer. I guess that's what a four-armed blacksmith sounds like. The forest was filled with dead trees, long vines, and jagged rocks. With no map or clear path, Charlotte followed the sound of the hammering. Beyond the tree line, Charlotte spotted a little shop on a beach. The shop, which billowed with black coal-fire smoke, looked out of place on the otherwise serene landscape of swaying palm trees, bright sand, and crystal blue water. As Charlotte observed the scene, a large ship approached. The ship didn't look familiar, but she knew what its black sails meant. Pirates! The ship pulled beside an enormous dock. Ropes flew from the ship, and several crew members leapt onto the dock to tie the ship in place. After the ship was secured, a long ramp extended from the ship to the dock. A sea-hardened woman sauntered down the ramp. She had a blue snake tattoo around her eye and bright gold earrings. Charlotte recognized her immediately. This was the captain of the pirate ship that destroyed her village the day her father disappeared. Charlotte's hands clenched into fists, and her jaw tightened. How did she get a new ship so fast? She must have stolen it from some innocent sailors. The hammering sounds from within the blacksmith shop ceased, and a tall metal figure emerged. The figure, covered head to toe in armor, gleamed in the sunlight. Charlotte could see clearly that the metal figure had four arms. The four-armed blacksmith and the pirate captain walked toward each other on the beach. When they met, the pirate captain spoke with a scowl. "My order ready yet?" The metal figure nodded. "Well, where is it?" Without a word, the metal figure walked back into his shop. A few minutes later, it reappeared with two huge iron cannons under its two lower arms.
"That's impossible. Each of those cannons must weigh at least a ton, and he's carrying them like sacks of apples."
As Charlotte watched the blacksmith's incredible feat of strength, she noticed that three of his arms ended in armored metal gloves, while the fourth arm ended in a massive black hammer.
"The blacksmith's hammer! Oh, it's attached to him! How am I supposed to get that? Not even Agonaut's belt could match his strength."
With no clear plan in sight, Charlotte snuck behind the blacksmith's shop to better hear the pirate captain and the blacksmith's conversation. Perhaps she'd learn of a weakness that would allow her to get the hammer.
"These will fire 42-pound balls, right?"
The blacksmith nodded again.
"Not much of a talker, are you? I like that.
The pirate captain turned to her ship.
Are you lazy and worthless? I can't load these cannons myself. Get down here, now.
Charlotte watched a flood of pirates leap onto the dock and head for the cannons.
Well, I may not be able to overpower the blacksmith with the power of Agonaut's belt, but I could certainly take revenge on that ship. Surely they don't mean to make peace with those new cannons. I'd be doing the sea a favor.
Charlotte wrapped the belt around her hand as she thought about the destruction those pirates caused, her missing father, and all the other children who would lose their parents and homes to such scoundrels.
No, that's not what I'm here for. Is this the Keymaster's doing? Is he trying to distract me from my quest? Who's inside that suit? And how am I supposed to get that hammer? It's not as though he'll just give it to me if I ask nicely.
Charlotte realized her position behind the blacksmith shop wasn't safe. More unsavory characters could drop in any second. Charlotte moved back into the forest to collect her thoughts and sat down on a rock. Her stomach grumbled. She had rested with the gnome shepherd and he gave her some food, but it was a small gnome portion. Charlotte didn't ask for more for fear of seeming rude. Charlotte could have sworn she smelled a waft of something delicious in the air.
I'll think better with a full belly. Hopefully, whoever's cooking is generous.
Charlotte followed the aroma deep into the forest where she stumbled upon a small stone hut. Despite her hunger, Charlotte approached the hut with caution. She moved to the hut's open window. When she peered inside, Charlotte saw a small and very old-looking woman who wore long, tattered robes. The little woman hobbled around a huge black cauldron. As she turned to the window, Charlotte noticed the woman's eyes were completely white.
She's blind.
Occasionally, the woman swung by the window to gather another bunch of ingredients on a nearby table. Even though Charlotte was sure the blind woman couldn't see her, she ducked just the same.
Oh, the stew is gonna be my best yet. I'd sell it if I needed the money, but not me. I've got more riches than I could spend in a lifetime, thanks to my little project.
What's she talking about?
While the old woman added more ingredients into the cauldron, Charlotte reached through the open window into the hut and grabbed a big, juicy carrot from the table. She hid beneath the window and bit into the carrot as quietly as she could. Charlotte kept an ear to the old woman, hoping she'd say something helpful. Suddenly, her muttering turned to singing.
Enchanted armor, endless might, crafting weapons day and night, builds for all who come and pay, whether they are good or nay, invincible and ever strong, makes me treasure all day long. My clever guise will never end, boundless booty he will vend, but he'll defend it, yes, it's true, till I request a blade of blue.
Enchanted armor? So it's not a person in there? It's an enchanted suit of armor? How strange. And this woman, this crone, has it working for her?
Charlotte grabbed another carrot and walked back toward the beach. On her way, she considered the crone's song.
Builds for all who come and pay, whether they are good or nay. Oh, that crone doesn't care who buys her weapons, so long as they pay. Despicable. What else did she say? Invincible and ever strong. Well, I already knew it was strong. Boundless booty he will vend, but he'll defend it, yes, it's true, till I request a blade of blue. A
blade of blue, he'll defend until I ask for a blade of blue. I need to get closer to that thing. It makes weapons for anyone with coins, so I don't think it'll attack me outright. Here we go. The pirate ship was gone, so Charlotte approached the blacksmith's shop. As she approached, Charlotte was overwhelmed by the incredible heat of the shop's forge. She peeked her head inside. The blacksmith's forearms moved in blurs as it pulled a sword from the forge, hammered it, dipped it into a barrel of water, and repeated the process. On the wall, dozens of beautiful swords glinted in the firelight. They were the most beautiful blades Charlotte had ever seen. Charlotte took a full step into the shop, and the blacksmith froze. It laid down the sword, stood upright, and turned to Charlotte. She could tell it was waiting for her to speak.
I'm here for a weapon.
The blacksmith motioned toward the wall of blades.
No, I need something custom. I have coin.
The blacksmith approached Charlotte with heavy steps. As they stood toe-to-toe, the enchanted suit of armor stared down at Charlotte. She felt impossibly small in the face of such an enormous, powerful figure.
Until I ask for a blade of blue.
I need a blade. A blade of blue?
The suit of armor suddenly stepped back and spun at the waist so its back faced Charlotte. Charlotte leapt back, but continued to watch. On the blacksmith's back, Charlotte saw a hatch surrounded by bolts. The blacksmith reached its three hands back to efficiently unscrew the bolts with its metal-gloved fingers. With the last bolt unscrewed, the blacksmith's back hatch fell open. Gold coins and treasure spilled onto the floor. The suit of armor stood frozen in place like a large metal statue.
Oh, that worked remarkably well.
Uncertain if the blacksmith was fully frozen, she picked up a nearby pair of tongs and poked it a few times.
Hello? Anybody in there?
It didn't move. She waved her hands and screamed in its face.
Hello?
But still, the suit of armor remained motionless.
Looks dormant, but who knows how long it'll stay like that. I better work fast.
Charlotte grabbed a stool so she could reach the blacksmith's hammer hand and started to unscrew it. When she finally released the solid hammer, it dropped with a thud to the floor. Charlotte needed all her strength to lift it. She fumbled for the keys in her pocket. As she produced the keys and found the one shaped like a wheat stalk marked home, something caught Charlotte's eye. On the wall, among the custom blades, hung a brilliant short sword. The handle was wrapped with red stained leather, and the hilt was made of a bronze that matched her mother's compass. The sword she took from the bald pirate always felt too big for her, and she hated carrying a weapon that once belonged to a pirate. Charlotte set the hammer on a nearby bench, along with the bald pirate's sword. She took the red-handled short sword from the wall and its accompanying scabbard. The new sword felt natural in her hand. With the new sword affixed to her waist, Charlotte retrieved the hammer and found the key labeled home. She turned the key. A golden door appeared, and she stepped through.
Woo! Charlotte finally obtained the last of the Keymaster's objects. Now she just needs to give them to him.
I can feel Charlotte getting closer to the Mystic Realm. Oh, I can't wait to share more with you in Chapter 12 next week. The story of Captain Charlotte is written, produced, and performed by Meryl Opsahl and Mark Opsahl.
If you liked what you heard, please help us out by following our show and leaving a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.
For updates and behind-the-scenes fun, follow us on TikTok at Story of Captain Charlotte and on Instagram at The Story of Captain Charlotte. If you'd like us to post your drawings or for media inquiries, you can email us at thestoryofcaptaincharlotte@gmail.com. And if you want more from us, check out Mark's debut novel, Lifecast, which was named one of the 100 best indie books of 2022 by Kirkus Reviews. We'll include a link in the show notes. See you next time!
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.